Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey now, Semper Fi, welcome in to this Monday edition of Sports Talk here on WWL, AMFM.com and the Odyssey app, along with NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier. I'm Christian Garrick, Charlie Long at Master Control, taking your calls on our Oakenheart Jewelers talking text lines, as you heard in the Sports Flash. And we'll start there, Mike. LSU baseball, what a difference a week makes. They were 14-13 headed into the Vandy series. They are now 17-13, having swept the Commodores, and are the four seed in the SEC baseball tournament. And, man, did they explode offensively this past weekend. They dominated Vanderbilt.
Yeah, and, boy, we've seen – it's almost like what's next, you know, from this team, because we've seen the mercurial run where they've played good, they've played bad, they're disappointing, and then you get sort of excited about how they play. Now, I was telling you Saturday, you know, they were down. I take a glance, they're down by six, and doing a fundraiser out in the Houma area, and they had the game on. It starts to pour, and so everybody takes a glimpse in, and all of a sudden now it's 8-8 or 9-8, and Vandy's got the bases loaded, one out. And, man, the guy standing next to me said, man, I used to travel watching them all over. Man, if he gives up a grand slam homer, I'm going to have a fit. Well, not a grand slam. They turn a double play combination. Get out of the inning. They gave up one run. And then when LSU came back to bat, man, it was all hell broke loose. Man, the bats were swinging. Gilbert was unbelievable in that series, and especially Saturday. He was terrific also. And, man, LSU, that's when they're at their best. You saw it up against Vanderbilt. And just what we talked about last week, Vanderbilt seemed to be getting hot.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, LSU rolls in and cools them off. And it was a crazy weekend for SEC baseball across the board. But if you'd have told me last Wednesday, LSU's going to sweep Vandy, I'd have said, no way. How much money you want to lose? It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. They're not going to win all three games.
Mike, you talked about Braden Gilbert. He had 9 RBI Saturday.
Saturday.
3-run homer, grand slam, and a 2-run double. 9. And I tweeted out jokingly. I was like, I kind of think that's pretty good, and Gilbert might be the SEC player of the week.
Or the co-player, because you know how they want to split it.
Well, they did with Dylan Cruz for the co-player of the year in the SEC.
Yeah, man, I don't know what Dylan could have done
right
to win that by himself. But you know how the voters are. I mean, and a lot of time it's territorial of how
sure.
You vote. You know, you're in a certain spot. You see certain players more than others. And congratulations to Dylan. I really don't know what more he could have done this year. He was terrific.
Especially when Barry went down, he stepped up even more.
And so congratulations to him, SEC co-player of the year. But, man, like I said, they at their best, and we saw it in that three-game series against Vanderbilt, they are really strong. Now, again, we've seen also them sort of look like this in the past, and then it cools off. You see a series like they did against Ole Miss, and you wonder what's going on. So we ride the roller coaster, and it's been quite a year for Jay Johnson in year one at LSU.
We're going to have Jay Johnson on the show at 7:20 tonight. Also, Mike, to think about this, we talked about Dylan Cruz being the co-player of the year in the SEC. You got him back next year. You have a pro baseball player coming back to your program.
Yeah, I heard Jay say today that, you know, he's going to talk to Woodard to see if he can't get another year of eligibility. Maybe 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
Out of that deal.
He's not a draft-eligible sophomore.
Yeah.
He's coming back.
And so –
Jacob Berry is a draft-eligible sophomore.
And so that's a little different story. But, man, you know, to get him back is huge. And you sort of know where you need to fill in. And you need some pitchers. And you need starting pitchers, to be honest with you. I think that's the big part of it and how you're going to handle the defensive part of things. But that was not an issue against Vandy. That really wasn't an issue against them. And, but, boy, you can swing the bats like that. You're going to win a lot of games. Let's see if – man, you just wish – man, toward the end of that, you could have bottled that up and say, okay, we're going to save some for the SEC tournament. But can't do it in sports.
21-10. I texted Coach Johnson on Sunday yesterday. I was like, what, are y'all playing football now? I mean, three touchdowns, touchdown and a field goal.
That's more points sometimes than LSU football was scoring the last 2 years. I don't want to poke my boy, but that is the truth.
He's Mike Dettillier. I'm Christian Garrick. We're just getting started here on Sports Talk on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Mike and Christian back here on Sports Talk. Our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. Mike, I'm sure you saw over the weekend Odell Beckham Jr. expressing interest in playing here in New Orleans. No surprise.
Yeah, and when Jarvis came on, he was with us. He was asked about it, and he said, "I'm doing my best. You know, I just want Odell to get healthy." You know, and last year, Odell admitted that before he signed with the Rams, he had a lot of interest that you know with the Saints. And, you know, a lot of that is Sean politicking, you know. Because, listen, Sean was kind of the closer on a lot of this stuff where he wanted certain things. A few years back when Patrick Peterson expressed that he wanted out of Arizona, the Saints went into a bye week, and Sean got on the phone with the owner of the Arizona Cardinals in Bidwell and tried to talk him into, hey, look, he wants to come back, trade him back, you know, trade him to us and that sort of deal. And Bidwell, I think, thought about it but then decided I'm going to keep him. I'm going to keep Patrick here. And he did the same thing with Odell, tried to get him. It didn't work out, and he decided to sign on with the Rams. And it worked out, got him a ring. So, man, listen, you come out of there with a Super Bowl ring, and I really think had he been healthy, he may have been the MVP of that game the way he was playing. Be interesting to see because I think, again, it's going to be a competition, the Rams. I think he likes what Sean McVay brings to the table. He's familiar with Matt Stafford. Can you beat out L.A.?
Yeah, and is there enough room? I mean,
man, what? I never worry about having too much. I always worry about not having enough. That's always room.
Well, the Saints experienced that last year, not having enough.
Yeah, and so, man, when I hear that and I read that from people about, man, you can't bring Odell Beckham. It's too much talent. What? Man, there ain't never too much talent. We in the offseason, that means nobody's hurt. Nobody's been suspended, nothing. So as the season goes along, you get a lot of things that vary with that. And injuries do happen. It's not might happen, they will happen. And I'm never worried about having too much. I'm always worried about not having enough at a certain position. So they got a spot for Odell Beckham and this stuff. Well, he don't play special teams. Man, I can find somebody to play special teams. I can't find a receiver like Odell Beckham. So if you kind of throwing that out, then, man, that won't fly anywhere.
Mike, shifting back to LSU baseball, a week ago, it looked like they were collapsing, 14-13 in the SEC. Then they sweep Vanderbilt. Has your outlook, your postseason outlook, changed for them?
Man, I don't know what to make of this team. I think I'm like everybody else. You're really not sure what you're going to get. Because we've seen bits and pieces this before, and you say, man, they're right on the cusp, man, that they're going to make that turn and things are going to be better. And then, poof, you get a bad series. They lose two out of three. I'll lose all three like they did to Ole Miss. Do I feel better today? Yes. Now, ask me that during the week, and we might have a different scenario of events. But, Christian, it's as mercurial an LSU baseball team as I've seen the last 10 years. I think the ups and the downs, the highs and the lows, have really, you hit the highest of highs and then you hit the lowest of lows.
It just depends. Yeah, like we've talked about, it depends on which team you get. If you get that team that played this weekend in Vanderbilt, you can beat just about anybody in the country. If you get the one that played like that against Ole Miss, and Ole Miss, I think, out. Was a team that was surging at the time, and it kind of was the perfect storm, so to speak. But man, I think that if they go to Hoover this Wednesday, have success in game one against Auburn or Alabama, one of the two, LSU is the 4 seed, and they win that game and they win another, I think that puts them back in the conversation for a regional host site. I think you're borderline right now.
Yeah, I think you kind of on the border with it, but I think a W would certainly help big time. Now, is that the late game?
Yes, it's the last game of the day.
Last game, so what's that,
8 o'clock. Some of it, remember, it gets backed up because the games start at 9, might go long, and then the 12:30 might go long, and then the 3:30 might go longer than expected. So it could be anywhere from 7, 8. Those games have started before at 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night.
You're getting a lot of rest if it's 9 o'clock at night.
Especially if there's rain in the forecast.
And man, this time of year, you don't know when you're going to get it and how much you're going to get it. That's the other part of it. We experiencing that where we at, but I feel better about the team. Now, if you're asking me long term, I still think that kind of roller coaster ride with this team is part of their DNA. I think it's just part of it where you're going to catch the really good, and then you catch the other side.
I disagree. If they get the pitching figured out, I think you're gonna see this kind of level off.
Man, I hope so. I hope so. But I've seen a lot of teams, and that part of them doesn't quite mesh.
Mike, that's unsustainable, though. It just is.
To hit like what they did.
It's unsustainable. Yeah, you're,
yeah,
do
you're
that.
Never going to do that.
It's unsustainable. So it's almost like flipping a coin if they're going to win or lose. And Jay Johnson doesn't want to be that kind of program. I think he's going to really – what does he talk about all year long? Tennessee and their ability to recruit is why they are the best team in the conference.
And you see, he made the comment not once but twice to us. We've had him on. The best recruiting team in the last 5 years in the SEC was not Tennessee, Arkansas.
Yeah, but he knows he's got to hit the recruiting trail to catch up to those programs.
Those programs and how they funded. Because, you know, they got cats in Tennessee and in Arkansas, and we don't have to explain that part of it, that can cut you a check that you probably got to go to 10 LSU people for.
Jerry Jones being one of them
and, for Arkansas. And they got Walmart that's helped out pretty good, too.
Yeah, that big money. All right, we'll step away and come back. Deuce McAllister, Saints color analyst, will join us next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike and Christian back here on Sports Talk. We welcome in now Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister. Deuce, how are you, man?
Doing good. How are you gentlemen doing?
All right, good. Deuce. We're going to get into some Saints conversation, but I know – you follow college baseball, in particular your Ole Miss baseball team, and they look like they were putting it together against LSU. They end up as a 9 seed in the SEC tournament. How dangerous are they, though?
Well, I think for them, they've just got to figure out a way to get into the tournament. You know, question whether or not they're in at this point, to be honest. And for a moment there, it looked like they were squarely going to miss the maybe even the SEC tournament, much less the NCAA tournament, and that's still probably up to debate depending on who you talk to and who you follow as far as they're going to get in the NCAA tournament. But you know, you dropped 2 of 3 to Texas A&M, had a chance probably to win it, at least to take the series against A&M, and now you end up having to play tomorrow, and you do play a Vanderbilt team that obviously LSU fans are very, very familiar with. You know, you took 3 from them as far as that game is concerned, but it may not be Coach Corbin's best team as far as Vandy, but they're still the Vanderbilt Commodores, and they normally have a pretty, pretty good baseball team. So it's going to be interesting. You know, for Ole Miss, they've found their offense a little bit of late, and it's been the starting pitchers that have kind of probably let them down this weekend where they couldn't really just get through and finish a game.
Deuce, again, we'll get the Saints stuff in a minute. I know you like college baseball. You follow it, watch it. And I know you probably are familiar with the news that came down today. Dylan Cruz, the slugger for LSU center fielder, is named co-player of the SEC for the year. How much have you had a chance to watch of him and just think he's coming back to this program next year?
Yeah, he'll be back. I mean, and so for him, I don't want to say it's always setting personal goals and then going out there and either reaching them or exceeding it, and then making sure that you can have some hitters around him so he sees some decent pitches as well. And I think that's always probably the challenge is, hey, look, if we can get a guy on, we know that, hey, look, it's either going to be an RBI opportunity for him to drive in a run, or he's not going to see any pitches. And what I mean by that, and you guys know it, is everything's going to be probably away, or it's going to, hey, look, we would rather walk him and let somebody else have to beat us instead of Cruz, Dylan having the opportunity to kind of beat us. And so that's always an interesting matchup, you know, when you have a hitter like that you know that's normally going to produce for you. One, Can I get somebody on base for him? And then do I have enough protection behind him where he can at least see some pitches to possibly make sure that he's going to get good pitches himself?
That's why Jacob Berry mostly batted behind him. Yeah, I know they moved him up to one from time to time, but that's why you put Berry at three.
Yeah, you stack it.
Yeah, can't pitch around. You don't want to pitch around Dylan Cruz and face Jacob Berry. Come on. That's a good point, Deuce. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what you have to continue to do, even, you know, as you build into the SEC tournament. And, you know, I know the question was for LSU, you know, kind of up and down team. And at one point, they were probably squarely in the mix to be one of the eight national seeds. Obviously, I think that they'll be hosting after the SEC tournament. But the question is, are you one of the eight nationals? You know, will you be able to host a super regional if you were – you know, being able to put themselves in that position. And I think, how many SEC wins? Did they have 18 or did they
finish
get 20?
With 17. 17.
So I think the magic number is probably 20. If you get to 20, then you're a regional host.
Well, no, and I think they're a regional, they're a borderline, Deuce. I think they're a borderline regional host now. I think if they get to 20 wins, if they win the SEC tournament, they're now potentially in the conversation for a top eight national seed.
I'd probably beg to differ. Just because in the past, traditionally, and I know Maine probably played something into that. In the past, traditionally, I don't think the committee took the tournaments for what they were. So if you ended up going on a run and you were probably in that conversation, you had to probably win it all in order to be a regional host, if that makes sense. You know, I think that more so than not, they were like, hey, look, you didn't take care of your business during the regular season. We're not discounting the tournament because we know we have automatic qualifiers from the tournament, but we're not giving you extra credence just because you won your tournament and now you feel like you deserve to be one of the top eight seeds as far as for hosting super regionals.
Deuce, I'll tell you the story. When things broke between Coach Saban and Jimbo, Bobby passed down the hall, passed by me, and he's like, hey, Mike, man, what the hell's going on? So, you know, we're talking about it. He said, well, when's the next coach to go off? I said, I got my money on Lane Train. And sure enough, you know, they banned him from Dan Patrick. You know, he makes a couple of comments. But, man, this has really opened up, you know, so many different features now of – the last time I saw something like this, man, I was a little kid, and, you know, my dad explained to me what Joe Valachi was all about. He ratted out the mob, okay? And that's basically what Coach Saban did. He started ratting out people at this stage, and I know everybody's spinning it that, oh, well, he's saying he's trying to get some sense into these name, image, likeness deals. Come on. That was a cry out to his Alabama boosters and people that he getting money from that, hey, listen, we better straighten up real quick because Texas A&M, if you think they were first this year, that could widen now. And I think some of the comments that he wished he could take back was about paying players because, one, I've seen Nick kind of go off a little bit and his valves go off. But, man, not people in recruiting are going to use that and say, man, what? You want to go to Alabama? Yeah, Coach Saban don't think you should get money. They'll spin that a certain way. And you know, it wasn't a smart move. I know he apologized and everything for it. But now it seems as though this has become WWE wrestling. Everybody wants the mic. You know, they right in front of the WrestleMania deals. They want to be in the main event. And, now, boy, this has really, really set the fire. And it's such a long off season of college football. I know you and I talked about that. Man, when it ends, and you don't get it again until August. That's a long off season. They're going to be talking about this till they kick off the season again in August.
You know, there's an old, what is it, a proverb or old probably fable saying that, you know, there's honor amongst thieves or at least
no honor amongst thieves.
There's no honor amongst thieves, but the thieves normally don't go and tell on each other.
That's right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
that's correct.
We both know what each are doing, but I'm not going to go tail on each other. So, you know, there's normally a little moral grounds between the thieves, in a sense. And you have to understand who that Nick Saban was speaking to. And, yes, Nick Saban, Coach Saban knew that this conversation was being recorded. There was no doubt about that. I mean, it's one that they were, you know, he was, I think Coach Nate was there, the basketball coach,
yes,
was there as well at the event. Here's the thing. A couple problems with the whole statement. You don't want to say that a player is being paid by a coach or a player is being paid by a university. In theory, no, they're not. But there's not one bit that you don't think that coach does not know what's going on. They're too detailed in their work. It's the collectives that Nick is after. And what I mean by that, and we don't have enough time, you guys can talk about it, but you can go and look at what some of the collectives are doing and how they want to get the alumni out of some of the collectives as far as buying players or, you know, putting a deal together for a player. You've even got the legislator getting behind and amending some of their rules to where they keep their state schools competitive to what the other ones are doing, because for the most part, it was going to be, hey, look, once the kid is enrolled, then he can benefit from NIL. But now it's to the point to where the kid doesn't even have to be enrolled. He can be just committed. And once he commits to a school, he can literally
– insanity.
He can literally start collecting for NIL. While he's in high school. Look at the five-star quarterback out of California that's committed to Tennessee. He has a really, really nice deal for himself. He's a senior in high school. He's not the only one. I mean, and this is something that probably football has not ever experienced, at least not publicly. This has always been the AAU world. This has always been the Nike world or the Adidas or the Reebok world with travel basketball. It is squarely in the mix with college football, and I think it will probably be like this for another 2 years before legislation, whether it's NCAA schools, whether it's a conference, you know, they will get behind it to slow it down at some point. But right now, it's the Wild Wild West.
Is genie out the bottle? And there's nobody with a cork to put it in.
Well, look, they're going to have a hard time because the Supreme Court voted 9-0 that you cannot prevent someone from making money off their name, image, and likeness.
And I'm all for that. Listen, anybody who can make money,
I'm for it.
I'm for that.
I'm for it. But the conferences at one point will try to control it. I mean,
yes,
because
it's just like
Mike said, we already know the lower tier schools, they're going to have an issue anyway because you don't have the alumni base. You don't have that type of capital coming in. But the individual schools that have resources galore, if I am an individual and I am in the position to say, hey, look, we may not be able to recruit naturally, but we have the resources to recruit via NIL, and I want to see a national championship in my lifetime, I'm going to do any and everything I can to at least get the best personnel to be able to see that. That's what you got going on. I mean, that's what it is.
I've talked to a lot of coaches, assistants, head coaches, and their deal is, listen, I understand the name, image, likeness thing, and I can live with it. What I can't live with is the tampering of some coach trying to tamper with a player that's on my team and trying to steal him away from me, you know, okay? And we saw it with the Pitt wide receiver, okay? And you heard the Pitt head coach sort of say, wait a minute, I had a phone call with Lincoln Riley. I know what you guys are trying to do here, and I understand what's happening, but come on, this is wrong now. So basically he's calling out Lincoln for being another thief in the night by tampering with a player that's already on your team that he knows has got a chance to be special, And now I've got a multi-million dollar name, image, likeness deal sitting for you here in L.A.
It's bad. I mean, because in college football, there's a couple of differences, obviously. In the NFL, you have a free agent period. In the NFL, you have a salary cap. You know exactly what you can spend. You don't have any of that in college football. Now, you had to be in the transfer portal by May 1st. And after May 1st, unless you are a grad transfer, you're not going to be eligible. But if you're in a transfer portal before May 1st, it's wide open. And see, here's the other part of it, Mike, that we didn't talk about. You're not only recruiting or trying to get NIL deals for high school and junior college kids, you're trying to get them for your own players, because you have not only players that have a one-time transfer opportunity, but players at maybe a lower-tier team that has outplayed what people thought he was. He's developed to beyond maybe playing at a certain level. Now he is being recruited to a bigger school, and the smaller schools, what can they do? They can't do anything. You know, it's an opportunity to play at a bigger conference. I get this NIL deal, and the young man's gone. And now from a college coach, not only does he have to worry about recruiting year-round, I got to recruit my own kids. I got to continually recruit them to try to keep them happy from being poached. And people talk about, well, what do you mean tampering? No school is contacting a player. But that doesn't stop me from contacting his old high school coach.
That doesn't
stop me from contacting his trainer that he trains. Stop me from contacting the uncle that we felt like was uncle is the guy that you're going to deal with, because he was always looking for money.
Deuce, what do you make of the latest news that Odell Beckham Jr. said he's interested in playing for the Saints?
I thought it was something that probably would have happened last year if Jameis is not injured and he's able to stay on that same progression that he was on, just because it gave them a lot more, a bigger picture, even probably with Taysom in that role and not being injured and hurt. You probably have a lot better shot at getting Odell. And look, this is something serious for him, because he wants to make the same impact that you have with the Honey Badger and Jarvis and those guys being able to come home. And, you know, I think that it's probably not being said enough by us as well. We think we know what you're going to get on the football field, but the impact that those young men will make off the football field by inspiring some of the younger athletes in this state, LSU could not buy that type of impact as far as selling to some of the local prospects from the state of Louisiana, but particularly from this region. It will be proven that is written for LSU as far as the team. And if I'm recruiting, that's what I write. That's the story that you write. And so I think that obviously you feel pretty good of what you're going to get on the field, but the impact that they will have off the field, I don't know if we can truly measure at this point.
Deuce, thank you, man. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Deuce.
All right, thank you. Thank you, fellas.
All right, Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister. He's Mike Dettillier. I'm Christian Garrick. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Coming up next hour, Mike Haas, the voice of the Saints. 7:20, Jay Johnson, LSU baseball coach, as the Tigers get ready for play in the SEC baseball tournament on Wednesday. They are the late game of the day. We would like to be able to give you an exact time, but it's all predicated upon how those games that are in front of them earlier in the day go, Mike.
And hopefully no rain delays.
No weather.
Because, you know, coming this time of the year, you never know. You know, something show up and you think it's a little shower and you get it for a long time, and then it's vice versa, as a friend of mine would always say. So, late game, so it'll be either with 7, 8, or 9, somewhere in that range on Wednesday.
If you're just joining us, Dylan Cruz, LSU center fielder, has been named co-SEC Baseball Player of the Year. Braden Joubert has been named the SEC Player of the Week.
And no co in there.
No coing out. He owns that one outright. And I said it before. He could have been SEC Player of the Week based on his game Saturday performance alone.
Just a one-game shot of what he did. It was just unbelievable. And like, man, you just wish as a hitter, I know sometimes that, yeah, I could just carry this. But you know it ends. You know, it's kind of start and stop. But, boy, you get in a groove, and, wow, you can have it. And, you know, it was his birthday last week, Reggie Jackson. Not going to remember that man, Mr. October. Man, when that month would roll around and he was still playing, it was unbelievable how he could swing the bat. I mean, he was fantastic. But he had length to that deal. He did it not only with one club, he did it with a couple. Not only with the Yankees, but before then he did it with the A's when he was in Oakland. So, it's great to have it if you can lengthen that out.
Especially for Braden Jobert, and if you get Jacob Berry back. Jobert got off to a great start, cooled off a little bit. Now he's back hot again. You get Jacob Berry's bat in the lineup, and if he can get back hot, Dylan Cruz's been hot. Trey Morgan's heated up as well. This offense could be – we saw it. This offense can be extremely, extremely deadly.
The other thing, too, is didn't come into play. I know we talked about it late last week, was the base running of Vanderbilt. And it just wasn't situational for them to do that. And, again, you took them out of their game.
Yeah, look, when you get big leads, especially, they need base runners.
Yeah,
it's
not about getting picked off on second or third or whatever. And so they played your game. Mm-hmm. And normally in the past, we've seen with Vanderbilt, they like to play small ball. And they like to run the bases, play small ball with you, beat you with their pitching.
Didn't work out for them. 1 hour down, three more to go. Mike DeTulli, Christian Garrick. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.